Welcome into today's Community Close-Up. We have with us today
Bill Sweetser.
And you are with
Shepherd Staff. I'm chairman of the board.
Bill, it's really good to talk to you today. Always is. A very special event is coming up this Saturday night for Mitchell County Shepherd Staff. Tell us about it.
The Empty Bowls event is happening on August 17th from 5 to 7 p.m. at First Baptist Church in Spruce Pine.
Empty Bowls is a wonderful event. Every year, it's one of your big fundraisers. It's the only one, isn't it?
Yes. Empty Bowls is the only fundraising event we have. We appeal to churches in December, and we try to get people to give to us throughout the year. But Empty Bowls is our one and only big push for the public.
Bill, if you would, take just a moment to tell us about how Empty Bowls works and what's going to be happening this Saturday night.
Empty Bowls is actually the brainchild of John Hardam, local artist, and other food banks participate. And what it is, we have asked local artists to make bowls. They donate the bowls, and then for a $25 entry fee, you get one of these handcrafted bowls. Plus, you get wonderful soup from our local restaurants. We have over a dozen local restaurants participating this year. We have everything that you could imagine. It's a great meal, great fellowship, and I invite everyone to come on out. The other thing I want to mention, we started last year in a big way. We're continuing. We're going to have a silent auction. Artists have donated things specifically for the silent auction. I've seen some of them, and they're really very nice. So you can not only get a bowl of soup, but you can also get a real nice piece of art, and it's a silent auction.
The actual location where you have it is in the Fellowship Hall at First Baptist Church in Spruce Pine. And everyone's welcome to be a part of it. The Food Fellowship Fund, the arts, all of that is very important, and it'll make for a great evening Saturday night. But the really important thing is to remember the important work in the area of Shepherd Staff.
This is really important that people understand that Shepherd Staff is the only food bank that is open during business hours, the only food bank that is open consistently.
Right.
So when another food bank reduces operations or closes down, or maybe a local church runs out of food, people come to us. And whereas last year we were doing around 200 food boxes a month, right now we're up between 220, 230.
Wow.
That is huge.
Yeah.
The need is there. What we're finding, and most of our clients are now elderly, and we find that they are taking care of grandkids. So the nature of our clients have changed.
Yeah.
And my concern is that as we go into the fall, we need to have enough money to keep operating for the kind of food the kids eat and also for elderly people.
Mm-hmm.
That's very important.
The need is great. It's there. If folks listening need food, they need to come see you, don't they?
That's right. And our policy is everyone who comes to the door gets a box of food. And a box of food is designed to keep a family of four fed for 4 days. And we're very generous with that. In fact, I would say we could last a whole week, but that's what the design is. We're also able, through the generosity of Walmart, we can offer bread, we can offer frozen food, and we can offer dairy most of the time.
Yeah. So, again, just stop by and find out about what they have available if you're in need. Local churches, of course, can get involved, but individuals, just if it's just that's something that folks want to get involved in, they should consider. There's volunteer opportunities.
Yes.
And, of course, always opportunities to give money or food items.
That's right. That's right.
Empty Bowls will be on
Saturday from 5 to 7 p.m. at First Baptist Church.
$25.
And for that, you get a wonderful bowl. And we just don't give you the bowl. We have them all set up. You get to choose your own. And then you get a styrofoam cup. And it's great soup, great bowl, and you can bid on a wonderful piece of art in the silent auction.
Well, it's wonderful. And we thank the artist for making the bowls and donating them, and also the auction items, the restaurants for the soup.
That's right.
And I'm sure some little old lady somewhere makes some real nice desserts.
That's right, yes.
We do hope folks will take a part in it. And, you know, it's not going to be long. The holidays are going to be here. Things are just going to keep getting even busier. So help support Shepherd Staff where you can. You guys do good work. So just hang in there.
Will do, and thank you for having me.
It's good to see you. Our guest today, Bill Sweetser of Mitchell County Shepherd Staff. Bill, thanks for stopping by. And thank you for listening to today's Community Close-Up.